board this life raft and destroy the night jar.
Two!
To abort, press...
Blow it up! So real!
Dick, stop or I swear you're walking back to Earth. Roll call. Lacour. Pearson. Kuhlberg. Stig!
Sorry, just doing my harness up.
Ness. So who's missing?
The passengers still on the nightjar, ma'am.
All right. Volunteers to go back and get the passenger. Ah, that's what I thought. All right, I'm calling it.
Thank you for deciding to launch this life raft and destroy
the nightjar.
Hey, wait! Sit down, Steve!
You have 8 minutes to get to a safe distance before I will explode.
No! We're actually leaving.
Wait! Sit down!
It's him, apart.
But we can't leave without... It's dark in there! It's dark in there!
This is the nightjar. Auto-destruction aborted. We are in a failing orbit around the collapsed star, Black Dog. The temperature is 12 degrees centigrade and falling. There is one complex life form aboard the ship, of which one is human.
So, this captain person is apparently very evil. Whoa.
Listen, you're on the nightjar. They've left
no,
you behind.
Crap.
I know you're confused, but if you want to live, you have to listen to me and do exactly what I tell you. I need to calibrate.
That's what all of them say. And then
can
we end up getting killed.
Yeah, I can see the sound.
Okay, you're wearing a power-assisted suit. I'm going to walk you through that door, out of the airlock, and back into the ship. Just relax. All right?
He doesn't know how to control very well. It's very...
things. First,
whoa.
If you don't listen, you don't have a chance. Always, always listen. Second, you're going to have to learn to walk.
Now, really?
Walk to the door at the end of the corridor. Use your thumbs. Left, right, left, right. Listen to your footsteps.
Now, this is
basically
when we could play the game.
Indeed. So, you might notice that the intro tutorial is very similar to Papa Sangre. You might notice that a lot of things are quite different to Papa Sangre.
If you go a little quicker, you can run.
Not different, similar.
Hold on.
Yay!
Is this game in portrait? Hold on while I attempt to figure out where the feet icons are. Okay. There we go.
It's not important now, is it?
Temperature is 7 degrees centigrade and falling.
I can trip.
I want to be able to walk like that.
Explanations. I'm on a ship about a day away. You are on the Nightjar, and you're falling into a collapsed star called the Black Dog. Help is on the way, but the docking bay is 7 decks down. Do you understand what you have to do?
Run!
Stay in here and get a snack.
All right. There's something else you should know. Space is cold.
3 degrees centipede and falling.
You have to turn the life support back on, or you're going to be dead in minutes.
Centipede, oh yay.
Centipede.
Air purification chamber.
That sounds important. I wonder if the RNIB had anything to do with the talking doors and talking corridor entrances on this ship.
You know, the thing is, it doesn't even sound anywhere close to the entrance of the room.
Not really, no.
You enter it, and the thing sounds like it's all the way on the ceiling up there, like 5 meters in front of you.
Anyway, that is the first part of the tutorial. I suppose we will wrap this part up here. Well, it'll be a multi-part,
indeed.
And you won't
know.
Remember, space is cold and no one loves you.
No, not in this game. Everyone hates you. But, more importantly...
That was easy.
Warning. The temperature is -1 degree.
Walk to the door on the other side of the chamber. Don't look down.
The temperature is -1 degree centigrade and falling.
Bonjour and welcome to the Nightjar. We are going to be walking across this. I think I moved into German territory. Yay!
Get up!
I think we have damaged equipment over there on the right. This is what happens
if
a squirrel noms on wires.
Attention, an unknown vessel is approaching the Nightjar.
Yay!
Help is on the way.
Ooh. This is a horror game, so this cannot mean anything good.
Probably not. By the way, our turning controls are locked. If you're wondering why we're not turning at all.
Yet.
Nearly there.
Oh wow, I actually went pretty far that way.
That's it forever?
Get up.
Let's see.
Try again.
Ah, crap.
Do not
try. So just try to imagine this, okay? So there's this guy.
Yeah, you fell. Get up.
And he's like throwing himself to get further. So can you imagine this? It's like, hop, hop. It's like you might as well be jumping away.
Whoa. Yeah, you fell. Get up.
Well, hey, at least it's like some athletic action.
Holographic.
And this is an inside joke.
We.ping.
We.ping.
Yep. That is exactly what we do. We.ping.
So, as always,
no one loves you. Space is cold.
And
that was easy.
Shut up, E-Speak.
I need to show you something. Going to call up some holograms of merry oldie earthy for you. Cuckoo. Can see why you're extinct.
It's more birds.
Cricket. Can't even see its pointless creature. Cat. Well, that's sort of sweet, I suppose. Ever seen a cat? A real one? Liar. No one has a cat. these days. Okay, I'm taking charge of your suit for a moment. Turning you around. Listen, listen to the cuckoo in the distance and the cat between you and the stupid cricket. Hear them move around you. That's how you see with your ears.
I hear with my ears.
Swipe the top of the screen on your device to turn. Swipe left to turn left, right to turn right. One complete swipe is a quarter turn. Turn yourself all the way round.
We don't have a cuckoo, we have beep. That's even better.
This is incredibly embarrassing. But anyway, we're turning.
I do apologize. Oops. Yep, fail.
Take your suit off.
Wow.
Great. Now, turn to the sensor to open the door and let's get out of here.
That sir wasn't there before.
You might hear some strange things. Ignore every voice but mine.
I heard not your friend.
Yeah.
I think you're not my friend, dude.
Crap.
Anyway.
I need to add you to my friends list on FB and that would be sorted.
Okay. No, anyway, my cue.
Or not.
What the heck?
It worked a moment before.
It did. What the hell?
That was easy.
Status update. The temperature is -8 degrees centigrade and 4.
Okay.
The scientific vessel, Night Owl, is alongside the Night Owl.
Listen. Hear that sound? That's a sensor. We need to lower those dark matter rods into the chambers to bring life support back online. Just walk up to the sensors. They'll lower the rods automatically.
That's pretty freaking advanced.
It's a nuclear power plant because it has, like, rods, and rods are nuclear power plants. So yeah, we are going to be breaking the ship. Welcome to Let's Play...
Yay, let's put an atomic bomb in a black dog.
Walk 5 steps, then turn to face the sensor.
That's
walk
freaking racist,
steps,
dude.
5 steps more and listen again all the way to the sensor.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Oh,
nothing
really
changed.
Have to turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Whoa!
Okay, that sounds a bit cool.
I'm pretty sure that this does not mean any good.
So let's see if the sensors can sense us or something.
Yeah. See there, it had a 6th sense.
Life support is online.
Good. That'll keep
it. Can I talk to it?
No. Let's get down to the docking bay.
Let's get down
and dock.
When you're really close, listen, turn left and right once or twice.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see.
Woo! We're not really close.
This is
so
fun.
We...
Watch. If this looked better, I could. Sadly, there are no.
Oh.
There are no dumb ways to die just yet. So.
No, not yet. Elevator 2.0.
Well, that's a jumpy door.
Ow.
The Nightjar.
We just collided.
High fives. Rescue.
There are 2 complex life forms aboard this ship, of which 1 is human.
Oh, no.
This kind of sounds like a washing machine.
They're back. And that's the lights gone.
Sounded more like someone hitting their head against the door.
The crew of the Nightjar left you here as bait. Now the crew of the rescue ship are dead. And you will be too, in minutes, if you don't get off this ship in total silence. You'll have to take the service ducks to the docking bay. Go.
Enjoying the silence,
you know what?
Are we?
Enjoying, yeah, very silent. Anyway.
That was easy.
Mind your head. Make for the sensor ahead to shut the door behind you.
Yeah, I have one.
You.
And the rest are cyber elves.
Oh god. Where is Dark when you need him?
I don't know, but we are in space, and space is cold, and we're falling into a collapsed star called Dark Dog. Oh wait.
Get up. Carefully.
Ooh. Get up. Carefully. Did you hear that?
I did.
Get to the sensor to close the door on that thing and get to the lift.
Now, don't do that. Just wait.
That sounds disgusting.
I know, right? Yeah.
Wipe the top of your screen to turn.
Where did it go?
Get up. Carefully.
I wanna die. Yeah, see, I have suicidal thoughts at this point.
Yup.
I broke it! Ow.
I think it just fell somewhere.
Yeah, it sounded like it, didn't it?
It added in the trash can.
Yay, the trash can. Can't do it the right
way. Yeah, the scrapping trash can. Alright, let's go.
Get up. Carefully.
Notice that you never hear the guy getting up, in which case we can only think that he's crawling, in which case he's not even falling down. And it's all confusing and stuff.
You know, the thing is, I don't know. Okay, let's continue.
Get up.
Okay.
That was cool.
We're coming down.
Welcome to the washing machine. Ew.
Silent. Still. There's
it's
something
not
in here.
No shit.
It's eating what I think
I don't
want to
know.
Mate of the Nightjar.
The first
just
mate.
Don't disturb it, and you'll get passed.
I'll get passed away. So
passed away. That's
passed away.
Yeah.
So as usual,
passed away.
That was easy.
It's right on top of the sensor that opens the door. Creep. Carefully.
Talk about mating.
Get the sensor to cool the lift and then creep to the door.
Yeah. It's like, it said it's eating a mate. This sounds like one of these spiders that, was it a spider? I'm not exactly sure, but they eat their mates while doing it.
Oh, I think I know.
And that
what
is
you
a little
mean,
bit disgusting.
Be very careful.
I read about it on Cracked.
Yay.
Alright. So apparently it's mating
quiet.
The sensor, so yeah, let's go disturb it mating the sensor.
I think I know just the right way. You know what? It's time to see if this game can be converted to a ski jumping game or long jump or something.
Quietly. Hello?
Status update. Death reigns.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
that
yes.
Just about summarizes it. By the way, this really sounds like...
That was a long jump indeed.
Yeah.
Alright,
if I had a longbow to go with, maybe it wouldn't be a death long jump. But we didn't.
Well, so hey, it's almost the same as jumping off of a tall building, except jumping off of a tall building, you get to do cool noises while you fall. Anyway.
Well, here we did cool noises when we got killed, so I guess it all works.
Alright. Yeah, if you jump off a tall building, you won't be able to make cool noises when you die.
Let's retry.
Let's continue.
It's right on top of the sensor that opens the door.
I didn't realize that.
The bottom right.
Carefully get the sensor to cool the lift and then creep.
The button
to the
is
door.
Running away. Oh. There we go. So.
Well, that took a while to load.
Let's see if we can complete it. You'd have to be really deaf to not hear those footsteps, by the way.
Yeah.
With all the
You'd also have to be like one old and fat ass dude to be able to only walk this slowly.
Ah, crap, it's broken! Oh, at least it kind of worked.
What?
It sounded like I broke that thing.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't like
pushing run against
a
wall
button on an elevator.
You should run against the wall.
Okay.
Just in blindy tradition.
Let's find one. That is a very out of place wall. Although, I would say it's not as out of place
know,
as,
right?
say, on one of the cornfields in Papa Sangre. That's even more out of place.
Yeah, you're right. How would a wall get there?
It's gone. You know, it's creating the walls.
So, everything is metal in this thing except the walls, which are what? Bone?
Wood?
It sounds like you're punching someone in the face.
No, it actually sounds like someone hitting their... Hello, Twitterific.
Alright, so...
Get the door before you end up like him.
Which him?
Well, I think he's kind of busy, so... He's busy mating the... Oh, wait.
Washing machine.
Status update. There are 19 complex life forms aboard this ship, of which one...
Something I didn't say. The only way off the Nightjar's the life raft on the ship that just docked. On the other side of the hold. Go!
We get to play with Dark Matter!
Oh boy. I thought that didn't exist. Well, apparently it does.
Well, it kills you, so...
Yay, okay!
So,
we will see you at the next battle, Dark Matter! Oh god. Bad Japanese. It was.
Engine access corridor.
That noise is dark matter leaking from the engines overhead. You're gonna have to time it right if you want to get past. When you're past, hit the sensor and make for the door and keep your ears open.
Passaway.
My name is Boris Vodkov.
Are you a passaway?
I am a passaway. Let's have a drink to that.
Oh no. Drinking on the job, that's not a good idea. You know that,
it's
right?
It's not safe to just stand in a room with all that dark matter bouncing off the walls.
Bouncy, 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 bounce. Okay, I had to do that. While you were drinking, too.
Wow.
It's just made it all the
more worthwhile.
Moving.
Walk 5 steps, then
it's
turn
totally
to face
bouncing.
The sensor.
I mean, watch how
Walk
slowly
5 steps
going.
More and listen again, all the way to the sensor.
Stop talking.
Shut up, Benedict.
No.
I didn't say it.
Nope. I did.
Ben and Richard.
I'm sure this is safe to walk across, right? It won't do anything.
Hell no. Stop doing that railing thing.
So yeah, I'm sure this matter is safe. What can it do?
Well, you walked past it, that's what it can do.
The brandy has AI and it's running away.
Say that to water next time you spill it on the side.
Status update.
Holy death balls. Rains.
Okay, I suppose that answers my question.
Whoa, that was pretty epic.
Okay, set fire to the dark matter. Adele's new greatest hit.
Yep, set fire to the dude.
Oh god. You know we will be doing that in the next part. Well, maybe not next part, but we'll be doing that later.
Yeah, we will.
Anyway, let's try this level again. Yep.
That was easy.
Engine room access corridor.
That noise is dark matter leaking from the engines overhead. You're going to have to time it right if you want to get past. When you're past, hit the sensor.
This
and
is
make
great
for
construction,
the door,
by the way.
Keep your ears open.
I mean, I know. Who in the right mind? What design?
Unless the engine broke and it's leaking. Or maybe it's just some.
But hey, if it's leaking, then shouldn't there be some on the ground and like totally burn up your boots?
I know, right? Oh yeah, here's that again.
Stop doing the railing thing! Erg, growl, growl.
Status update. There are 30 complex life forms aboard this ship, of which one is human.
That is not very good.
That comes the door.
Dude, you're totally running into the... No! Sweet!
Welcome to the washing machine.
Human waste reprocessing. I think there is something in there. Your only chance to get past
well,
is to
yeah.
make too much noise in the drains.
Well, yeah, human waste.
There is something in there, and I don't want to waste my time here.
You and we'll be walking through it in the next episode. So, in the next episode, we're going to be in deep shit.
Oh, no. Good lord.
Expect it smells bad.
Hey, what does your dog have to do with that?
Oh, good, good. That thing might not smell you. Get to the door sensors.
I don't even hear anything.
Walk forward to the edge of the train and then run.
To the edge of the train?
I don't hear a train here.
Whoa, it suddenly appeared.
Well, there's a sensor in distance which... we can barely hear over the sound of the waste processing, trying to process waste.
What is it processing it into?
I don't know.
Ew, okay, I don't want to know.
Okay. Ew!
Hello?
Ship, of which none are human.
Run too fast, you'll fall down. Then it knows you're here.
Then you're in deep shit. Wow.
Good God.
Alright, let's go.
Hello, Button. Button, where are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Button. Oh, by the way.
Yes. Oops, I think I accidentally pressed the wrong button. Oh, my, please fade. That's cool. I like that.
That is cool.
See, the docking bay is with us somewhere.
Yep.
suspect it smells bad in there.
Yeah, it does.
Good, good. That thing might not smell you. Get to the door sensors. Walk forward to the edge of the train and then run.
So let's do it.
Then run!
Running for
right,
a ride.
Let's
and,
go. We'll go.
So that thing is apparently asleep.
I think it's moving.
Oh, it might be.
I don't really care. It's moving now.
Good. Well done. Congratulations. Excellent. Now get out of there.
Move!
Uh-oh. Oh, he's doing that again.
Oh, I almost couldn't hear the sensor. Stop doing the... Who's doing this railing thing? It's like a rat or something.
Maybe someone put a rug in the in the toilet and now it's bouncing around the drain.
Ooh, that might be a good idea.
What?
Putting rocks in toilets. I don't know. Whoa.
I have no idea what that was, though.
Hey, someone needs to turn the PA off. The microphone is being all weird.
Whoa. The hell?
What?
Bubble doors.
There are 40 complex life forms aboard this ship.
That was pretty epic.
Of which one
bad
is human.
Yeah, the shit
bad
was bad.
Yeah, indeed. Alright, so.
That was crap.
That was
quite literally.
Haha, that was crap.
The hold.
Stay still. The room is full of eggs. Hear the welding torch. Get it?
Yeah!
Sounds like a dude on life support.
GTA style!
Dude, it sounds like a dude on life support. Watch.
Yeah!
Someone rigged this.
You have to get moving.
To a corpse. Which is apparently breathing.
Alright, let's go take the dude off of life support.
I didn't know I would ever get to make life and death decisions, but... I need fire.
Let's go. Whoa!
We're gonna need to torch the hatching eggs. If they hatch, you won't outrun the babies. And they're hungry.
The babies!
Of the babies.
Why does this sound incredibly disgusting?
Oh, this sounds cute. Sort of.
Wow.
Run!
Yeah!
Nothing is happening. Wait, the eggs are moving.
Yeah, you should have known there was one in there, right?
Run
it was right
fast.
By the exit.
You'll fall down. Then it knows you're here.
Yeah.
So you just messed up.
Instead of being a firefighter, we're a fire starter. There's a difference.
Just a small one.
Yeah.
Hardly any difference.
We're gonna need to torch the hatching
reloading
eggs.
A shotgun.
If they hatch... You won't
okay,
outrun
but...
the babies. And they're hungry.
You won't outrun the babies. The babies.
The
babies,
babies are...
The babies!
Hello there, I'm your
Let's
new babysitter! Here's some
Hello,
food.
Hello, my name is CJ.
CJ.
And I'm gonna do the following.
Think I can hear another.
Another CJ or another babysitter or another baby?
I think CJ is the babysitter.
I suppose.
Okay, so. Apparently, this thing at the exit cares if we fall, but not if we light up its babies!
So,
Well, you have to set priorities somewhere.
So, here's some Fallout Boy.
Oh, yeah!
So, let's light him up!
Light him up! One. Up! Alright, let's go. That one is very froth.
No game is perfect without a flamethrower. Thankfully, this one has a flamethrower. So we don't need to worry about that.
Okay. Out! Out! Get into the docking bay! Hear the door? Run! Something.
Oh, that was intense!
When we get through this door,
go to the
run to the entrance hatch of the Night Owl, alright?
Status update. Dickie is...
Concentrate on my voice. Don't get distracted.
Dickie.
My name is Dickie.
It's a rubber Dickie.
Squeak, squeak.
Squeak.
So... Yeah!
Docking bay. This is a game.
Find the door to the life raft.
No shit! Welcome to the docking bay.
Oh, hello. It appears to be working. Yay, it's still with us.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't.
I like that.
Hear the door? Come on, we've got to get going.
If you say so.
We've got to get going.
But you're not my father or anything, so why am I listening to you?
We've got to get going.
Please
sorry.
Enter
hello.
Your four-digit PIN to open this door.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Forget it, find
so
the spacesuit.
So if we get the PIN wrong, it blows up in our face. I could have said that.
Spacesuit? I only hear a sensor, I guess that's close enough.
Yeah, because a spacesuit exactly looks like a sensor. And because a sensor totally looks like anything.
I know, right?
Now get into the airlock. Get the suit on.
Yeah, that totally sounds like you
We're
picked up a
space.
Heavy spacesuit.
Oh, yay. But wait, space is cold.
Well, that's
crap,
why we picked
I
up
don't
the
have
super warming warm warmer.
Oh, God.
Called the spacesuit. We picked up God. That took a long time.
Please make sure you're wearing a precious suit. Space is cold.
Did you say a precious suit?
And the helmet.
My precious.
Hello? Hello? Listen. None of this is real. I'm your brother, Stig. You have to listen to me. You're not on a spaceship called the Nightjar.
See, Stig is another...
and sounds completely real, but it's not. It's a game. The rest of us got out.
Can you hear me?
You got stuck.
Listen, we have...
That man, his name is Dickie. He's literally stealing your imagination. When he's got all of it, he's going to sell it to people who make bad
for £5.
And 4D games. The only way you're going to survive is if
don't
you...
Don't do this. We have to get outside. I know what's happening.
I want
you're
to start a fight.
Hearing things that you don't want to be true, they aren't. Those things in the dark feed on fear, and they make you paranoid. It's what they do. Concentrate on my voice.
I'm not paranoid.
I'm your only chance.
I'm sorry.
You have to go outside and release the clamps on the life draft one by one. Then get into the emergency airlock of the escape pod. Tell me you're still with me. Good. Good. Now, let's go.
That started rather abruptly. It's like he forgot to breathe before this happened.
That guy says that he'll be selling our imagination to people that make bad games. Does that include Action Enterprises?
Ha-ha! Anyway, sticks and stones in the next one.
Action 53, the Nightjar.
Action 50 Nightjar?
No, Action 53. And the 53rd game will be the Nightjar, apparently.
Ooh, yeah.
I wonder if anyone got that reference.
Find the life raft clamps and release them. Then head to the emergency airlock.
That's very sweet and simple.
Hello, everybody. To an episode where everything sounds muffled except beeps and creatures.
Cats.
Even our screams sound muffled. You have to get moving. I don't want to. That thing is friendly. It's going to help me out.
Status update. Death reigns.
You have to get moving.
Wow.
It knows you're here.
We are now...
I thought we were inside a spaceship.
We were now turned into an ice cream sandwich. Which means that this game is making Android references, even though it's on an iPhone. / iPod, in this case.
You're right.
Anyway.
It's asking you to install Android.
Get one.
Find the life raft clamps and release them. Then head to the emergency airlock.
So, let's lock the air.
Good.
Ooh, that
get
was...
Get the next one.
If I could hear it, I would.
We set off an explosive charge. The thing is, the thingy didn't die. T minus three.
It's not an explosive two, decompression.
One.
Yeah, I wanted to time
cool.
it. I wanted to do it. We need an explosive decompression, but apparently there is nothing here that would.
Dude.
Oh, crap. Get away.
Get to the hatch and down the ladder.
Where's the hatch?
Yeah.
Oh, there.
It's like going downhill from now on.
Oh.
You're not in space.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm on an office chair.
Here. No space suit. Nothing. I'm your brother. You're playing a game. And the only way you can win is if
you were my brother, you wouldn't have to constantly tell me.
Down the ladder.
So, down the ladder. You didn't say we have to walk down the ladder,
snakes
so...
Snakes and ladders. Sticks and ladders. Or something.
Sticks and ladders.
That was easy.
Down the ladder. Get into the life raft.
My mommy got present today. Hey, dude, stop it. This is how you get down the ladder.
Ow! That guy weighs a ton.
Ooh, that gave me an idea for the next game, or for one of the next games we should be doing.
Oh?
Anyway, yeah, but this will be discussed outside of the... Alright, so, let's do it again.
The right way. By the way, notice that he tripped,
like,
and, you know,
fell.
There was quiet, and then randomly he started to slip. It's like...
Yeah, right?
I really like those footsteps.
Hang on. Stop for a second.
I don't want that!
Go!
Hello?
Well, you are a sidekick, alright?
No.
Yeah, that was cool. I totally came in there and was like...
You know, I just... Do you remember when the game said I shouldn't listen to anyone except that dude? Well, I think I know why now.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Why?
Down.
Let's do this.
The ladder. Get into the life raft.
You know, the thing is that this is the easiest level in the whole game, and we've failed twice.
How embarrassing.
Into the life raft.
That's pretty impressive for walking forge downstairs. Down ladders, anyway.
So now we do life raft things.
Yeah. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. Okay, I cannot. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's just, this is awkward.
That was easy.
This is life raft A of the night owl.
Okay, two in here, asleep. You're gonna have to creep between them. First, open the airlock door, then launch the life raft to blow them out into space. Can you do that?
No!
Yeah, you can. You need to hit two sensors to open the airlock. Come on.
See, are you excited? He's like, yeah, you can. Oh my god. Oh my god, you can do it. Wow. Wow.
Is that something that comes with your nationality?
Yeah, most likely. Stupidity comes with my nationality.
Oh god.
What did you say?
Nothing. This game is now not national specific at all.
No, okay, so. Hang on.
Good! Now get the other sensor.
Turn around. We want to disturb them in their sleep.
Do we? It's very clearly not asleep, by the way. Or it's like having nightmares or something.
It's two of them.
I'm sorry. You have lost all your blood.
Wow!
Aw, can you give it back?
Please?
That is theft. My blood belongs to me.
In which case, they're probably Russian. They like to steal a lot. Actually, the Polish do too. So,
the Polish do, yeah.
I should know.
Why
I mean,
it happened
you know,
to your iPod?
Actually, the anniversary of that's going to be like in a month. I'll have to do something about that.
Anniversary like a year or two?
No, in a month or two. You know.
Of what? Of your new iPod?
No, of my old one getting stolen.
Ooh.
Speaking of stealing, first, there was this girl, then the obviously she was American, and she was blind, that got in the news just because someone found her iPhone.
Hit two
they're like, wow, she can use this phone and it empowers her. Wow.
It empowers her.
Empowerment zone.
Just the power.
The power to be empowered.
So let's do sensory stuff.
Telesensory?
Tacky whales.
Oh god. Oops!
I'm sorry. You have lost all your blood.
Twice.
Can you pause for a moment?
This is Life Raft A of the Night Owl.
Oh, we seriously have to do that again?
Do it. You're gonna have to creep between them first, open the airlock door, then launch the life raft.
In this case, you're gonna do this, and then I'm gonna,
can you do that?
Quick again.
Alright.
Yeah, you can. You need to hit two sensors to open the airlock. Come on. Now get the other sensor. Hold hold onto something. Press the emergency launch sensor and we'll launch. That'll blow the creeps into space.
Boring. ET phone home. You can do that from death.
So, there's a dude talking through a tube, and there's an iPhone playing one of the default ringtone.
Yeah, let's go to the entombed guy.
Entombed guy. I'm sure this will all work.
Please choose. Hey, hang on.
Close the airlock.
Walk against the wall.
Why?
Walk against the wall for a second. I want to see something. Ha-ha!
I can't even trip in this area.
Yeah, just like in the last level of Papa Sangre.
Okay, I'm sure that's a good idea.
Calm down!
Come to me here in the airlock.
Why is it in every something else game they always say come to me?
I'm sure
walk any slower.
Don't do this.
Walk any slower and you'll
come
be walking
back.
Backwards.
There's still time.
Come on. Let's get out of here.
Goodbye, Stig. Goodbye, passenger.
Say goodbye.
Don't!
This place is cold.
Now take your helmet off.
Uh-oh.
Space is cold.
Uh-oh.
Status update. Death reigns.
Well, hey!
That was easy.
He died,
certain death in the airlock.
So, we now explored one of the endings, let's explore the other of the other.
Because that's what we do. Yeah, let's go into the collapsed star Black Dog. Because that's what we do. Lol, lol, lol.
Please choose either certain death in the airlock or pressing the sensor and going.
Let's do that!
Whoa!
The engines have failed. Darkness is at 10%.
There's still time. Look at your hands.
This life raft is...
No, there's more.
...at the collapsed star, Black Dog. Darkness is at 30%.
Look at your feet.
Your feet aren't real. Darkness is at 50%.
Open your eyes.
The light isn't real. Darkness is at 70%.
Smell the air.
The air isn't real either. Darkness is at 90%.
We had a cat!
No one has a cat these days. Darkness is at 100%.
Whoa. That is cool.
You gotta be all right. We made it. You made it.
We're gonna get you home.
Whoa, that was scary.
So we now get to psychologically contemplate this ending, which has a lot of depth. Perception. Or something.
It has depth perception.
Yep.
So yeah, do we talk about it now, or do we let users do it?
We'll let
We are users.
They are too.
I meant listeners. I'm sorry. What? Yeah, you're using the podcast.
Anyway, stay tuned for behind-the-scenes audio, as well as a let's play of something else. That's not a something else game. Yay.
Yeah, it's not like we're something else addicts. We would have to wait another 5 years.
That said, we will be playing Papa Soundwave 2 whenever that comes out.
Oh yeah, and I can't wait for that.
Anyways. I would imagine that. I cannot wait either.
Awesome. Okay, anyway.
Stay tuned.
We shall see y'all later. And remember, no one loves you. Space is cold. And most importantly,
that was easy.